kids can humble us. Oh, boy, the tougher they are, the more we feel like, how in the world did we ever become parents in the first place? But, you know, there is hope even for the toughest kids. And I'm here on the line with Charlene from Idaho, and we're talking about a kid who's really giving you a run for your money. And you're saying that he doesn't seem to care a whole lot about consequences. But right now, what I'd like to do, Charlene, is I want to make sure that before we end the show, that you give us your contact information. You can just give that to Tom. And I want to send you a CD that I put together called Calming the Chaos. And that CD is about how to deal with these sort of situations with really out of control kids, kids who have ADHD or kids who just act like they have it. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the two. Okay, so we'll get you hooked up with that. But let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that CD talks about. And the first thing is staying calm. The second thing is dealing with all that arguing, because you know kids that have these problems argue a lot. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a statement you can use. Actually, it just sounds like this. Now, the next thing that I'm going to ask you to get really good at, and that is giving yourself permission to not solve problems right away. Give yourself permission to let this kid think he's gotten away with something when he really acts up. For example, let's say that this kid decides that he's just going to scream obscenities at you. Let's just say, for example, he does that. Okay, now, how many of us are really good at coming up with logical and legal consequences when a kid does something like this? I know I'm not very good at it. You know what's most effective with kids like this? I want them to think that they got away with stuff. So, you know, when a kid says something like that or he carves on the table, in my opinion, the best way to handle that is just to ignore it in the short term. Not even say a word to this kid. Right? Not a word. And so the table gets carved up and he thinks he's gotten away with it. And he says, "Mom, aren't you going to do something about this?" Yeah. Oh. "Sweetie, I have no idea what to do about this, but I love you." And that's it. Fewer words said, the better. Now, the way I imagine this is about 5 days later, he comes busting out of his room, and he says, "Mom, where's my Nintendo, or where's my Xbox, or where's my bike?" And what's your response going to be? "Oh, had to get the table fixed." See, what I want for this kid is to have a whole bunch of experiences where he thinks he's gotten away with something. And he sees you just handling it really calm and not saying a whole lot about it. And then I want him to have lots of experiences where he suddenly realizes that he hasn't gotten away with it. See, one of the biggest mistakes we make with kids that are stubborn like this is we just talk too much. And we give them way too much information. Sometimes what we do is we'll say, "If you don't do this, then I'm going to do this." You ever find yourself doing that?
I have in the past. I've kind of given up on that because it doesn't work.
Oh, you learned the hard way then, right? Yeah, you know, for the listeners, one of the things that Love and Logic teaches is don't warn difficult kids in advance of the consequence. Especially really smart, difficult kids, because what they do is they take your warning and what they say you're going to do, and then they find all the little loopholes in it, and they figure out how to manipulate the situation so what you promised or what you threatened will not actually work anymore. So the most we say to kids like this is, "I'm going to have to do something about this." But again, when a kid thinks they've gotten away with something and then suddenly realizes they haven't, what happens in their head? It sears itself into their brain. And that's really what you want for this kid. Now, I'm going to ask you, though, we only have a couple more minutes here, but you're homeschooling him and you're really having a hard time getting him to do his work.
Yeah.
Is that the case? I'm going to give you a recommendation that you can choose to use or not. But I'm a big advocate of homeschooling when it's working out well. You know, there's a lot of people who do that, and they turn out wonderful students, great kids. I'm not a big advocate of it when you've got a kid like this, because you're having a hard enough time just getting him to behave. My thoughts are that this is the kind of kid, if possible, ought to go off to a school so you at least have a little bit of a break so you don't go psychotic.
Okay.
Okay, that's my recommendation. Now, you're going to have to support the school a lot if this is something that you decide to follow through on. You're going to need to support them, and you're going to need to be there to help them manage his behavior, maybe not at the school, but there to give them suggestions or moral support. But see, what I see too often with really out of control kids that are homeschooled is that the parents get so beat down that they have absolutely no energy whatsoever to be positive with the kid anymore.
Right.
And I think that would be sad. Another thing I'm going to recommend is you contact one of our local Love and Logic facilitators. You just call 800-338-4065. Now, I want to thank you for being on the show. And I want to thank you, listeners. And remember, you don't have to be a perfect parent to raise great kids. You just need the right amount of love and logic.
The Love and Logic Show with Dr. Fay has been brought to you by America's Parenting Experts, helping adults create responsible kids since 1977.
All content and conversation copyright Love and Logic Institute, Inc.